It is the riots on Radio U. I think I just figured something out.
What was it?
Well, if you listen to the podcast today, which you are right now, so
get ready
that's
for
a start.
It.
That's a start. In the podcast today, we talk about the KFC Georgia Gold again.
It's a repeat performance.
No. It has similar elements, but it's all new.
It's a new take on what we talked about with it yesterday.
But Nikki has been really, really excited about it. I've been feeding on her excitement. I'm excited about it.
I know you are.
I want to eat it too.
We just want chicken, fried chicken.
I'm like, I wonder why Nikki's so excited. And I look over there and you're eating seaweed.
Yeah.
So now I know why you're so excited.
Because anything besides...
Because you're just like, you know what? I'm getting excited about anything but this seaweed.
I love seaweed. I don't mind the taste of it. I know it's an acquired taste, but I think it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
I want you to know that I imagine us somewhere far off in the future. You're on your deathbed. You're not dead yet, but we're getting close.
Because we always say we'll be at the same retirement home, still doing the show, but just for ourselves.
I'm sitting in a chair next to your bed reading a comic book, and you wake up and you're like, I have something to tell you. Like, yeah, what is it? What? I hate seaweed.
I've been lying this whole time.
I've been lying my whole life.
I like it.
But I can't have these lies between us anymore.
Before I die.
I hate seaweed. There, I said it. And then you just die. And it's like, everybody comes in. What? What did she say? She said she hated seaweed. She hated it the whole time.
And she wants me to have all of her money.
Well, I think that was implied.
Yes, of course.
I mean, if someone's going to be that honest about seaweed, obviously they want me to have everything.
I'm not lying. I really like it. I can't be the only one.
You can be. I just think that there's
sometimes
a lot of
people. Sometimes I forget you guys can't actually talk to us back. I would pause to wait for someone else to be like, no, I love it too. Yeah. So,
well, you can email us, riot@radiou.com, or hit us on the social medias. You can find our whole list of our Instagram, tweets, all that stuff at riot.radiou.com.
Of course. So let us know if anybody else does, or of course it'll just be me, and that's perfectly fine. Enjoy the podcast.
Don't say it like that.
No, that's how you wanted it to be.
No. It's not just you. What I'm saying is, it's this way. There's a whole host of people that are lying about liking seaweed. That's real.
That's for sure,
that's a real thing that you're a part of. I just mean there's nobody else that actually likes seaweed. There. That's the truth of it. It's the riot.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
So the Nintendo Switch, we're getting ever closer to February, which is bringing us ever closer to March 3rd.
Which is when the Switch will come out, which as we continue along, it's just enough time to forget about it.
Yes, that's right. So Nintendo wants to remind us of it. I saw that they've announced three new games that will be launch titles. World of Goo, Little Inferno, and Human Resource Machine. Those will all be out digitally for the Switch on March 3rd. Of course, other games coming. The Legend of Zelda, 1-2 Switch, Skylanders Imaginator, Super Bomberman R, Just Dance 2017. These are all launch games. Now, Nintendo came out earlier this week. I kind of assumed that when they put out the Switch, that was them saying they were done making games for the 3DS. Now, they didn't say that, but my thought was, hey, we've got this new console, but it's portable, so...
Really? I heard more about that was it for the Wii U.
Well, that is it for the Wii U. That, there's truth.
And they talked about that rumors. A lot, yeah.
But the 3DS, they say, no, we've got games
that
coming.
It has a market.
No.
More than people realize, it has a market.
The 3DS is huge.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean the XL. So I mean...
Size-wise, it's not just that. So I don't think they're going to mess with that quite yet.
So they announced some of their lineup for this year with the 3DS. So there's a Pikmin game coming. Mario Sports Superstars. I'll have to say that's one that's got me interested because it's got soccer, tennis, golf, baseball, and horse racing. Now, many of you are like, what on this earth? No, horse racing games are this whole crazy genre in Japan.
You have no idea.
That you and I know nothing about, but believe me when I say it's a thing. Then you've also got a game called Tank Troopers, and then Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World. Don't you want to know who Poochie is, Nikki?
I guess.
I don't know who Poochie is.
I like, if you're not into Nintendo stuff, all these words that Obi has said in the last couple of minutes all sound very odd.
I guess that's true.
anyone running, just listening in.
I'm running off the assumption that you know what a 3DS is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-screen portable gaming
platform.
Well, it's
more the Poochie and the Yoshi and all that.
Hey, look, I don't know
who Poochie is. In his world of yarn.
I don't know who Poochie is, okay?
Isn't it the...
Well, no, I'm not even going to say. Look, it says the new Nintendo 3DS version of the critically acclaimed Wii U game launches February 3rd alongside with the new Yarn Poochie Amiibo figure. I don't know. Like, I played Yoshi's Woolly World. Was Poochie in that and I missed it?
Maybe.
As Poochie, a craft Yoshi editor perfect for creative types. Huh. I don't know. Well, that's coming. So, Yoshi's Woolly World, I thought was... It was interesting. The graphics were cool. He looks like yarn.
Oh, my gosh. That's all it's got going for it. That's it.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
You know, it's an awkward morning when you wake up to realize that you've got some things in common with the dictator of North Korea. But you know what? It's fine, I guess. I'm talking not about Kim Jong-un. He and I have nothing in common. I'm talking about his...
Not even cheese.
Because he's off cheese, right?
Well, nobody loved it. Wasn't that the rumor?
I love cheese. I was packing a sandwich this morning, and I was cutting the cheese. And when I was slicing it, and I just had a bite of like just cheese.
Yes.
Just like a piece of cheese. And I thought, man, I love cheese.
Okay, well then, maybe just as humans, we all have something in common.
Yeah. So Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung, he liked to have the same thing for dinner and breakfast. And guess what? I like to have pizza for dinner and then some cold pizza for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Kim Il-sung, we're practically bros, except for the fact that you're a ruthless dictator and responsible for terrible human carnage.
And I don't think it was probably pizza that he liked, right?
Well, no. And that's where this, you know, everything breaks down eventually. But he demanded dog meat twice a day. He liked dog for breakfast and for dinner. And they say that's what made him fat. Like, there was a time when he was svelte.
Is dog meat a fatty meat or something?
I think so, yeah.
Did you ever watch that the Korean barbecue?
No,
YouTube?
I still haven't watched it.
Dude, it was trending last week or the week before. It's having barbecue, American-style barbecue,
yeah,
with people from North Korea who've escaped who are in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk a lot about dog meat. Because they covered, you know, American style barbecue and the meat that goes with it,
mm-hmm,
the different styles. And in North Korea, dog meat is just, it's just normal. Like, you don't get cow beef because cows are used for...
The leader?
No, cows are used for work. They're more valuable than they are to eat them. So you really weren't allowed to eat them. But dogs, it was just meat to them.
Yeah.
So they don't have the same emotions where... I mean, we would never imagine that.
It's fascinating.
It's different. They talk about how they use the dogs. It was terrible, but they use the dogs for the coats for the soldiers in the winter.
Uh-huh.
The dog fur. So you had to turn in your dog after.
That sounds like a euphemism.
No, you had to give your dog's coat to the soldiers. So you had to kill your dog every year.
Man, that sucks.
Yes, it was just a whole weird thing, which is why you were supposed to watch the video.
I wanted to watch it, but I was too busy thinking about, you know,
other things. Cheese. Was that it?
I'm eating cheese right now.
I couldn't possibly watch this video, but man, it was fascinating to watch that.
So this guy, this Kim Il-sung or whatever, he liked to eat dog meat stuffed with chicken.
What's the point?
And they think that's why he, like, apparently as he was getting older, he put on a ton of weight. And they say, like, yeah.
The dog meat and the chicken?
It was that dog meat and chicken that was getting him.
So what do you call that? Like the turducken?
It's like the turducken. This is like a dog-icken.
It's terrible. What? Oh, I hate hearing about that.
Yeah. So it's really disgusting. It was rumored in Pyongyang that his fondness for the dish was responsible for his growing obesity. That's another thing I have in common with the dictator is that...
Get it in there, though.
We're eating the same thing at dinner and at breakfast, I mean that I'm eating pizza and then pizza again. And then apparently we both are putting on weight, you know, over time. So...
But again, that's where that ends.
Well, it does end.
That's where we stop with that.
I don't know if anybody... I'm not bossing anybody around. In fact, it's the other way around.
He's a kind man.
It's not the same, but you know what? I'm going to stop there.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or...
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I'd like to present you a bit of vindication. You know, a few minutes ago, I was laughing, saying, hey, this terrible dictator and I have something in common. We both eat food at night and in the morning. Mine was pizza. His was dog stuffed with chicken. Or was it chicken stuffed with dog? I don't know, but it's weird. And, you know, I was having a really good laugh about it, but there were some people that are out there going, that's not funny.
Oh, is this the article?
That's not funny. But it is, and I want to tell you about how smart I am.
Because this is a fantastic article, which I feel we almost need to pin to our page or print out and post at our desks so people can actually see and understand a bit more about us.
So researchers at the Medical University of Vienna, a group of psychologists, they have studied people's reactions to what they refer to as dark humor, a kind of humor that treats sinister subjects like death, disease, warfare, with bitter amusement and presents such tragic, distressing, or morbid topics in humorous terms, which really does sound like something we would have a good laugh about. And again, it's like, that's terrible. I know, but guess what they found out? People with a dark sense of humor, they're the smartest peoples.
Yay!
They say that
it's us.
People who prefer dark humor tend to score very highly on tests of intelligence and emotional stability. The researchers say that it takes both cognitive and emotional skills to understand the jokes that are being presented. And so, in other words, you have to not only understand the subject matter, but understand that obviously it has to be a joke.
Sure.
And it takes a very smart person to be able to do that.
We just have a,
I'm so smart.
We have a very specific style of humor to where a lot of times it gets sad when it happens, but we'll find something like a TV show or a clip of a movie or something that's just terrible, terrible, terrible. But to us, we just can't help but laugh at it.
Right.
And then we'll share it with someone who does not have
the same sense of humor
that we have, and we feel so bad afterwards.
Yes.
Because it's like, I'm so sorry. You don't like that? Because I think it's amazing.
I actually was in the middle of showing somebody something the other day, and I was just like, wait, stop. No. Never
stop
mind.
Right,
like,
it's
just
fine.
They're like, well, let it finish. I was like, nope. We're done. We're done.
Don't. It's just not meant to be something you're going to enjoy.
Let's not look at this together. Let's just forget we even had this conversation. This never happened. Dark humor preference and comprehension are positively associated with higher verbal and nonverbal intelligence, as well as higher levels of education, they wrote in this study. So, yeah, right here. It's like, you just think you're better than everyone else. Well, no, I just need somebody to say something nice about me because most people are like, he's sick.
He just needs an it's okay.
That is not funny. Well, it's different. Verbal intelligence, I got that.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
Okay, it's time to get super positive about the Super Bowl, Nikki. All right, during the Super Bowl last year, 30-second spots were running about $5 million apiece.
For the cost of it?
$5 million. That's not the production cost.
That's just the airtime.
That's just like, hey, 30 seconds of airtime, $5 million. This is so awesome. So the people at Kraft Heinz, which, by the way, are responsible for two of the finest foods in the world, macaroni and cheese and Heinz ketchup.
Which some people put in the macaroni and cheese.
I'm not that guy.
But
I'm not
going to
judge. I'm not going to judge you because those are two of the best things in the world, and I can see why you would want to combine them. That being said, listen to what they're doing. Kraft Heinz has always bought a Super Bowl ad, but not this year.
What are they doing?
This year, they're giving all of their full-time staff the day off on Monday after the Super Bowl.
Nice.
So all of the money that they were going to put into the commercial, they're just going to take that as a loss by giving everyone the day off.
All their staff a day off. I wonder how many staff they have.
I don't know.
And how does that equal that much money?
I don't know that either. But they're calling it Never Settle Smonday February 6th, 2017. So their Monday is Super Bowl Monday. And here's what they also want you to do. Now, let's keep in mind, this is all their hope that this will generate more publicity than the actual ad would.
Then is like running the commercial without having to pay for the commercial or pay for the airtime.
But right now, it's smunday.org, S-M-U-N-D-A-Y.org. They want you to sign this petition. And they actually have got this petition running through petition.org to try to get Congress to sign that Monday this year into a federal holiday.
So then people would take it off?
So then everybody...
Well, your business doesn't have to still recognize it.
No, I mean, that's federal holidays are not mandated that you must.
Yeah.
And nobody gets a day off, but I'm going to have to go
unless
work
for... Unless you're a teacher or a bank.
Right.
Or government.
Or a federal employee.
Mm.
And I don't even know if they go to work at all. Sick burn!
Got him.
Sick
Super
government
Bowl burn!
Burn! Super Bowl Heinz ketchup government worker burn!
It's Monday.
Ah!
Never heard the term Smunday. Bowl Monday.
Well, it's new.
Because you just go to work.
It's there. They owned it. So I am 100,000% on board with getting Monday, February 6th off. I'm completely on board.
Yeah, I don't see us recognizing it as a holiday.
And I hate it here.
We never
recognize anything cool.
We only get so many that are recognized outside of the
normal
ones.
Well, you know,
last
year, Christmas and New Year's both fell on Sundays.
What is it
so
this
we
year?
Didn't get those days off, so I think we get Smunday.
You deserve something. What is Christmas and New Year's on this year?
It'll be a Monday or a Tuesday.
It's a Monday.
Can't be on a Sunday again.
Yay. Well, there. Look, you don't get Super Bowl Monday off. Well, think ahead.
Think ahead. Only 11 months, guys.
Until you get a Monday off.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's bring some good stuff to this story.
I'm bringing great stuff. Do you hear this?
No, that is, you're not kidding it. You're not going to get that off.
No, we aren't, Nikki. But you know what, Nikki? I'm trying to be a little less focused on us, a little more focused on other people.
No, I don't think most people would get that off unless you call in and you get it off.
Okay, well,
you can take
what?
Any day you want off. You're starting to look a little... Are you okay? It seems like you have a fever. Now, you're starting to pretend to be sick a little early because the Super Bowl is not until
the other weekend. No, those are the first signs. It has a long gestation period. Like, it takes a long time for it to be... Oh, incubation. But whatever.
You have some time.
Yeah. Man, if I was going to fake a sick day, it wouldn't be for the Super Bowl. Mass Effect's in March. Let's get real.
Save it for that.
Come on.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
Something that you guys don't know about Nikki is that she secretly loves it when we talk about space stuff.
I do not.
Which is why yesterday...
There's no secret to that.
When Boeing showed off the new spacesuits that they had designed, I was like, oh!
I can't wait.
I cannot wait to show these to Nikki.
I don't like space stuff, and I don't like space clothing stuff.
No,
uniforms.
Okay. Here's the thing. Do you
the
know
outfits.
Sometimes you know? Okay, I want to take you back. Do we have to go to like fourth grade? Might have been third grade, whatever. You know how if there was like a girl that you really liked, and somebody was like, "Oh, you like Nikki," and you'd be like, "No, I don't. She's gross."
Oh, that sort of response.
She's disgusting. I hate Nikki. I hate all girls.
I don't think space has cooties. I just don't care about it.
No, I think you do, and I think the more you keep saying like, "I don't want to know," I know that. What you're actually saying is, the truth is, I really like space, and I'm embarrassed that I like it, and so I like that you're telling me about it, but I'm really embarrassed to admit.
Maybe it's more because I'm just jealous because I don't understand enough about it, and I feel bad, and then therefore I don't like it.
Nikki, your IQ is way above mine. Don't pretend. We all know that you're just. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you about it. And even though you're going to pretend like you don't care and you're going to like look at your Apple Watch while I'm talking or maybe reach over for your phone, I know that secretly you're going to be like, oh, I love the blue.
It looks so nice.
It's fantastic. Now, to be clear, these new Boeing next generation spacesuits that they've come up with, they are not, in fact, for like extra vehicular activity. So it's only stuff they can wear inside. And they're basically designed for takeoff and landing, you know, entry and reentry when it comes to it. But these spacesuits, aside from the fact that they've got a killer shade of blue, are also 40% lighter than originally, like the than other spacesuits. Yeah, so 20 pounds is what they weigh.
There's one touchscreen sensitive gloves, communication headsets, zippered spacesuit entry.
Hello, zippers. I know.
You've got shoes that are special. They're like cross trainers that are built in with this.
Hello. I mean, and now that's a sponsorship opportunity waiting to happen right
there.
It is.
So I don't know.
The shoe the astronauts wear.
I don't know what else they could do to make this spacesuit better.
You know what? I don't either.
All in a lovely it's like a royal blue sort of look to it.
It would be kind of cool if they were like, okay, you know what? Everybody has everything. What we're really doing is selling accessories here. So what we've got is we have this standard astronaut suit here. But what you can do is we can customize colors to your liking. We can also get some different... What was yours?
Patterns. You know, like if you don't want it just to be a solid color.
I love that idea. And what about almost like a car? It's like we can put this air fin on the back that's going to create more lift. Spoiler. Like we can put some ground effects on it if you want to.
Now this spacesuit.
What about a different patch? Would you like a patch representing your favorite show or movie?
Also has vents. This is something you'll like. Vents that allow astronauts to be cooler. But you can still pressurize the
Nikki,
suit immediately.
There's nothing cooler
if you need
it. Than an astronaut. No, they're the coolest.
The other cooler. So your temperature is a little bit cooler.
Oh, I see. Right. I got to start thinking serious. Temperature. I got it. Great. So, all right, there it is. Astronauts, new spacesuits. Now we just got to come up with something that's going to shoot them into space because we got rid of the space shuttle.
So then why do we have the outfit?
Well, Nikki, don't you ever buy something and you're like, this summer when I go swimming, this will be perfect.
When your swimsuit season, like, body ready.
Even though you're having to buy it now, like it's on clearance. That's what this is.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
So, the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer. Everybody be talking about him, of course, now because he's part of that evil regime or he's part of those that will save us. Again, see, it just depends on
either side.
Well, how do you feel about the current political administration? But I'm more interested in talking about his gum habit. I heard somebody mention this yesterday, so I had to go look at it.
Yeah, you didn't know about it.
I did not. He chews 2.5 packs of gum, he says, before noon, and he swallows it.
Isn't that weird?
Well, what's really weird is that I thought if you swallow gum, it stayed in your stomach for 7 years.
But I thought that's just what we were taught when we were younger to keep us from swallowing our gum.
Yeah. Well, and I've also heard if you pick your nose, your finger will fall off. And man, my fingers are still here.
I still can't go swimming because I ate, so.
Yeah. No, because if you eat, you'll drown.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll get a cramp, which I didn't know what that was, but I was pretty sure it was going to kill me.
And peanut butter still makes me nervous. Because if you choke on peanut butter, there's no way to save you.
Yeah. Anything else we learned?
That's about it.
My dad told me there was a guy that lived in the little green shack and changed the lights.
Oh, yeah. That was
traffic
lights. That was all you guys.
I didn't have that one. Okay, sure. Well, Sean Spicer chews 2.5 packs of gum.
Does he still do it, or was it like what he used to do?
As far as I know, he still does it.
Chews that many packs of gum and eats it.
What I love about it is that I typically, when I go in for gum, I like to have two pieces because I always feel like one piece is not quite enough. I guess I have a big mouth to the surprise of no one.
That's why this job works out.
To the surprise of no one.
I'm still one piece, but then it just dies out. And so you then grab another one, but not 2.5 packs.
It's
and
weird.
I don't eat it. That is a dangerous habit.
Who the heck swallows their gum? That's like an accident. And then you're like, oh, no, I swallowed
it. I know. Panic.
Oh,
no one swallows gum and doesn't panic. Like, you just wonder, what did I just do to myself?
What am I going to do? Quick, induce vomiting.
So no, he said 2.5 packs. He's eating it all.
He's eating his
weird
gum. His gum of choice, Wrigley's Orbit Cinnamon.
Feels like it's one step from like, what was that show where the person would be on it and they were like, well, I'm eating the stuffing out of the couch or the chalk.
My strange habit?
Something.
My something obsession?
Where they would eat all these weird things. Like, I like soap shavings and stuff.
Dude, what about the lady who ate tissue paper?
Oh, that was weird.
That was
still not. I think the couch one's odd too. Because then, like, your friends come over, like, why? Where's your couch getting? Like,
this couch is not as comfortable as I remember.
And it's like, well, you're eating it, so.
When I eat the couch, I feel good.
I don't even want to open up the door to try to understand why we do what we do.
Okay, well, but Wrigley's Orbit. Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon, too, is an odd one. I never like cinnamon gum.
I'll chew it. Sure. Whatever. I mean, you know what? I get weird on the fruity gums, like watermelon gum. Who wants watermelon gum?
I do.
Oh, no. Now, that's so wrong.
Those flavors don't last very long, and then they turn something awful. But
they turn.
But in that first...
The watermelon has turned.
That first burst of watermelon, you're like, is it summer? Is it? And then it's like, oh, what's that?
Oh, Sheba says, she just texted, My Strange Addiction was the name of the show.
Oh, the TV show? Well, yeah. That guy can be on that then.
How about my weird gum flavor? How about that TV show? Put you on there, Nikki, and talk about watermelon.
Why'd you have to pick watermelon? It's not my favorite, but it sure is refreshing.
Okay.
Gosh, you're over there with your cinnamon.
Hey, what's cinnamon
no
like?
No one else.
So you're saying
you
right
and
now,
that guy.
If your last name was Spicer, you'd have to choose cinnamon.
Sure, it's a
family.
Spicy.
It's family. Yes. You have to. Cinnamon challenge. He needs to be careful. That can kill you. But can it? I don't know. I heard it.
I also thought we'd think that 2.5 packs a day of gum
swallowing
could kill
that
you too.
Gum's going to kill you too.
Where'd it go?
I'd be working for Sean Spicer and I'd see him chewing gum and then he's like, I'd be like, sir, are you okay?
Don't swallow it.
All right, I'll get the medic. Hang on.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Stop winking at me.
Me?
It's the riot.
I wasn't winking at you.
You totally were.
You're rubbing my eyes.
But first you're like, wink, wink, and then you're rubbing your eye. I think you were winking and then trying to make it not look so obvious.
No, I was just wiping my eye.
Are you sure?
Yeah, way to be weird.
Right. Because I was the one winking.
I'm not the one winking
right.
at you.
Like, that's, like, I'm the one that's weird.
I don't even wink very well.
Nikki's blinking at you. Like, are you okay? I was winking.
I was winking, but it looks like blinking. I just can't do it.
You know, I wish you guys could spend time with us in the studio in between, like when the songs are going on, because I got to tell you.
We go a wide assortment of topics.
We do. So Nikki and I were just watching the KFC commercials for their upcoming
Carolina Gold.
No, it's not. I thought it was Georgia Gold.
Georgia Gold, maybe. Georgia Gold. Sure.
Remember, it's not Alabama gold, we know.
No, but someone was telling me, I think B-Dubs has a Carolina gold.
No, it's the other one. Roosters.
Roosters?
Wasn't it Roosters?
Stop.
Boy, this is
Let's
totally
just
working,
stop.
Right?
If you don't know, like, just stop.
Misinformation. This is alternative facts, people. We got it.
We got that and we've had that.
We have it.
Georgia Gold.
Okay.
Georgia Gold is the KFC chicken that's coming out on Sunday, like we're counting down the release day.
What are you talking about? Man, it's going to be like when there's new LeBrons or something.
I'm going to be. Are you guys not doing that?
To KFC starting at midnight, like, hey.
Where's the George Gold? Come on.
What I love, I want you to tell them what you told me.
What? About Georgia Gold?
No. It's like, this is a Nikki paraphrase. I don't want to roll up on KFC on Sunday and have them say to me, I don't know what you're talking about.
So this is what happens when there's something new that comes out. Like, some stores will have it together and some stores don't. And if I'm counting down till Sunday when this Georgia Gold chicken's coming out.
Right.
I don't want to roll up to my local KFC and have them look at me like I'm the dumb one.
What are you
one.
Talking about?
Like, what's this about when I hope they're all on board at the same time and they have it?
Yeah.
And they're not still practicing with it. I just want that.
I will say, like, I also don't want it to be one of those things where
we're trying to get it. We're just still learning this new sauce.
I don't know how many times I've gone to, like, a fast food restaurant for us to do something on the show. And they're like, hey. All right, it's out on Thursday. And so I go on Thursday and they're like, what are you talking about?
And they get nasty with you.
We don't know anything about that, sir.
And then they ask the manager and they're like, well, yeah, we don't have it yet. Yeah. And then they find out about
it. All right, do you think it would be weird and I'm serious, do you think it would be weird if this afternoon we just, real nonchalant, okay?
Just like it's, asked about
just like
it.
It's no big deal, whatever. If we called KFC and we're just like, hey, are you guys sure?
I don't want him to know it's us.
What if we got Obi? Let's ask Hudson to call.
Yeah,
they won't, because they won't. If Hudson called, they won't know. Suspect they'll be like, I think it was Hudson, but it wasn't.
If it was us,
they'll be like, I know who this is.
We can go to KFC and wait in line, and you and I have this casual conversation, like, hey, yeah, isn't there a new chicken flavor coming out on Sunday? You're like, I heard something about that. Are you doing something with that on Sunday?
Do you know exactly what date you'll have it?
What time?
Like, will it be when you open or will it be later? I have a friend of mine that was asking.
They're
real concerned about how authentic it is. So I'm going to bring them over. Actually, I'll come over and pick it up and I'll take the chicken to them. Because, you know.
It's for a friend.
It's obviously not for me because I don't care about these kinds of things. But my Georgia friend who recently had a skiing accident, who's stuck at home and needs people to bring them food. I'm going to get this for them.
That's what I want it to be.
Their parents wanted to fly and be here with them, and they couldn't due to financial hardship. And so they need something to make them feel a taste of home. And they keep saying, I hope on Sunday I can feel like I'm at home because it's their brother's birthday and they can't get home either.
So can you help them on Sunday?
Do you think you'll be able to help Sunday at about 11 a.m.? I was just asking for them.
For a friend. Kind of what I was feeling too. You know, I just want to make sure if I go on Sunday to try the new chicken that someone has
it. It's fine. Don't
ready
worry.
To go, and I'm not the weird one.
Okay. Yeah,
I think
sure.
a lot alike.
So, wait. So, do you want to call or is that going to be me?
Hudson's calling. I'm not calling.
We should have Michael call.
I'd be embarrassed.
No, we don't want Michael to call. He'll end up in a fight with
the manager.
He'll call
the little Georgia chicken.
You guys have that little chicken?
He's
a minimizer.
He's a minimizer. No, Hudson will call later. If not, I guess we'll just drive by if I see it in the window or something. If I see a sign, like on the kiosk thing or something.
They're going to call the police, like, there's a suspicious car in the lot.
He keeps circling.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, I don't know if you saw, but yesterday we got some more details on...
Ooh, Stranger Things?
Stranger Things Season 2. Did you ever finish Season 1?
Not all of it yet. Most enough. Like, I watched the last one, so I skipped past a couple, but...
Here we go.
I'm good.
There we go. Anything else you want to say?
No. I mean, I feel like I can move on to Season 2 in comfort and be fine. So I'm not going back to finish it.
So potential spoilers here, but I'm going to give you some of the details that we got here. Turns out that Sean Astin, who was the main guy in Goonies, and he was also
Rudy.
Samwise Gamgee in Lord of the Rings. That guy, he's in it. We knew that, but he's going to be Winona Ryder's boyfriend.
Ooh.
And it sounds like Chief Hopper might be a little jealous. This is going to be 1 year later for the cast of Stranger Things. So that's a thing. And then the other thing we found out is that a lot of people want to know, like, what about Barb? What about Barb? Barb, no.
No, she was dead.
No, but people are like, can we get something for Barb? Something. No.
No you closure, nothing. No nothing else. No, they're done with that.
Barb is over, okay? The upside down ended Barb. It's done. So apparently not, which makes me think that she's definitely back.
We'll see what happens.
We don't know. But
is it this summer or next summer?
Oh, it's this summer.
This summer?
Oh, gosh. But all of this talk yesterday made me do two things. One, it made me say to myself, I need to go back and watch that because I wonder... I don't know, though. There was no hype when I watched it this summer. I watched it the day it came out, almost in its entirety. I watched it I think it took me about 16 hours because I had a sleep break in the middle.
He had a Stranger Things marathon.
I totally did. Unplanned. It just happened. So I wonder how it holds up, you know, in the 6 months later.
I don't think it'd be too dated by now.
Now that I'm saying it out loud.
It's already dated.
Now that I'm saying it out loud.
You're fine. You like it.
That is the dumbest thing I've thought in at least the last 20 minutes. Or what? You know, it's been 6 months. Does it hold up?
And how does it look?
What did you say about a movie that's like 10 years old? I know. I get it. I'm so stupid.
But if you want to watch, why say it this way? Maybe I want to watch it again.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Want to rewatch it.
That sounds better. The other thing yesterday, though, I was like, okay, I had to do some writing. And I was like, hey, when I write, I have to put my headphones on because it's so loud upstairs. And I needed music without words.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I'll listen to the Stranger Things soundtrack. That lasted about 15 minutes.
I only liked a few songs, and the rest, it was just not good. Both of them.
I got scared, and I got emotional while it was playing. And I was like, I can't write this. I'm all broken up. I just feel I'm nervous.
Had to go with something else.
Some of the music, it made it straight up. I got nervous. I'm at my desk. And what's funny is I was sitting there typing something. And I'm like, why am I so nervous? And then it hit me. It's the music, dummy.
You got that. Now, what is that?
Oh, that's negative self-talk.
Come on.
And
you're
I just said my ideas were stupid.
Yes, look at that.
Hey, how about this? It's the music. Genius.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, see, I know you're saying it in a mean way, but
how about just this?
You recognize it was the music.
It's the music. Time to listen to something else.
Yeah, you don't have to add a negative to that.
Doesn't have to be negative.
Goodness.
Doesn't have to be negative. I don't have to get all, you know, negative.
Stupid.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
If you want smoother skin, shinier hair, and you want to lose weight, you should have a cold...
Don't click on it! No, just Jesus. It sounds like an ad.
No, it's only $99.95.
What do they suggest you're supposed to do?
Take a cold shower in the morning. Yep, they say that it also helps you fight infections. It's like good for your muscles. Happy chills, they say here. A cold shower will actually help you unwind. If you're trying to unwind.
But something is super nice about a nice warm shower. So yeah. I don't know.
You know what? You could continue to promise me whatever the heck you think it is that I want and say that a cold shower is the answer. This is going to fix everything. You're wrong. I don't want it.
You still want the warm shower.
I don't want a cold shower. I continue to say.
You don't want smoother skin, though?
No. What do I need it for?
Shinier hair.
Yeah,
that's
my hair. Like, I really need shiny.
Shinier hair. You come in, I'm like, oh, you took a cold shower. Your hair is so shiny.
So weird, but like, I keep looking at you and you look so smooth and shiny.
Are you doing something different?
Am I a bauble? Like, is that what we're looking for? Like, look how smooth and shiny it is. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. We should put it in the fountain in the lobby. It's awesome.
I wash my hair with cold water. I do that, but then I just turn the heat on. Then I just move it to warm water.
Wait.
Washing your hair in cold water is better.
Says who?
Says the...
The internet.
Says everybody.
Them. They say it's better.
Since I get my hair colored, it does help with your hair.
Okay. Well, you know what? Sure. Sure it does.
Just believe it.
I believe
it. If it makes you miserable, it's supposed to be better for you.
Yeah, I actually feel like that's what this is about. They're like, you know what? The way you're going to be happier is sheer misery. So let's start with cold showers. Let's go ahead and start off your crappy day with a cold shower. Because then whatever comes after is going to seem better. Because at least you're not naked and freezing.
Or maybe you shower at the end of the day.
That's a big bonus.
Then that's just the capper to this, a terrible day. You're like, all right, let's get into the cold water.
Your bed is such relief after the sheer torture of a cold shower.
Everything will obviously be better after that.
Hooray! Cold shower!
It's an interesting idea, but I'm not sure if I believe that'll fix everything.
No way, dude. Look, I want an air conditioner and I want hot water. You're killing the world! Yep, but I feel great.
He's comfortable.
Let's get me back to the center of this conversation.
Well, with a cold shower, I mean, it is probably better. You don't take as long of a shower.
Okay, sure.
So you're helping?
Helping who? Not me. I want a long shower.
The earth?
The earth is not mad at my hot shower. I mean, it didn't say that.
It might be upset.
Don't send me to the conference.
It's the riot.
We forgot to tell you, we have superpowers.
On Radio U.
Guilty, Your Honor! Actually, I believe the gentleman here pled not guilty. You know, sometimes... You and your friends are having fun and you do something stupid. No big deal. You and your friends are having fun. You do something stupid and you're live streaming it on YouTube. Whoops.
Now
everybody's the thing. Whatever. This is the second court case like this that I have seen in the last 6 months. This dude, Daniel, he's from the UK, and he has just been found guilty of animal cruelty by causing suffering to a fish.
Yes.
Which is interesting, because in the UK, they be frying fish like crazy. But
that's that fish. I think they're talking like, you know, the ones at home.
Right. That
aren't deliciously battered and with chips.
The chips.
And a tartar sauce.
Oh, the chips. So he works at the Crazy Horse Bar, and one of his female friends, after the bar closed, they're like, we're so wasted. And there was a fish at the bar, and they bet him that he wouldn't eat the goldfish.
Oh, he swallowed
it. So he swallowed the goldfish whole.
Oh, come on.
So, you know, eventually that fish is done. But he is facing animal cruelty charges. Now, I don't know what the sentence is going to be, but yesterday he was found guilty of animal cruelty for eating the goldfish alive.
One of those, you know, like on Facebook, here, check out this list of all these cute photos. One of those popped up, and I was looking at, like, the animals that shame, like when owners shame their animals when they do something and they put a little sign around them.
Uh-huh.
And this was a cat, and it said, I tipped over my brother's bowl and I ate him, and it was a fish bowl, so the cat tipped it over. It's like, what do? The cat ate the fish.
What do you say to that?
It's like, is that a charge?
Yeah, it's weird.
And as the owner of the cat, could you have done something?
What, like punish the cat?
Or the owner?
I know someone who punished one of their fish. Like, they had a fish that ate another fish, and then they did. Like, they basically, it was attacking it.
Yeah.
And then eventually that other fish died and all this stuff. Aww. And so then that fish died.
Well, how did the other fish die?
Slowly.
Did you stop feeding him?
I can't get into the details of it.
But something happened.
I've been sworn to secrecy. Okay. Actually, if you want to know the truth, I have a lot of stories of people who I'm not going to say their names, but if I did say their names, you
shocked.
Would know it. And they have killed animals in horrific ways, including the drowning of a ferret with a tennis racket. And then what happened to this fish that I can't tell you because, oh my gosh, and on and on and on. And you guys are like, you're making that up.
No, I'm not. The one I know about.
And, you know, and I just want to say this. I'm someone that jokes around about not caring about animals. I've never killed an animal in my whole life.
That's right. You're also very allergic, so you don't even go near them.
Even that deer that I hit with my car, he got up and ran away. So, like, I'm clean.
You're fine.
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Maybe next time you feel, or if your friends are like, you know, they start egging you on and try to get you into a bet, you say, nope, I'm not going to do it.
No.
And you just take that fish home and save him, because if you're not the one that's going to eat him, they're going to get somebody else to do it. So get the fish out of the entire bar and go home.
I actually think that's a great point. Like, at any point when somebody's like, let's eat that fish, and they're not at, like, a Captain D's or an Arthur Treacher's or a Long John Silver, like whatever it is. And that's
get the
how
fish
we are.
Out.
You're at a place and there's a fish in a bowl. It's like, you know what, guys?
I'm taking him.
Here's what we're going to do. No. I want everybody put your drinks down. We're going outside. We're just going to spend 5 minutes in the fresh air.
Clear up a little bit.
Okay? Everybody just, we're going to breathe deep. All right? Not swallow fish. We're going to breathe air. The fish can't breathe air. We're going to breathe it for him.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Now, let's talk about running. Anybody else run? Running is, a lot of people are like, I hate running. You just kind of have to get over the hump. Like, once you get started, running actually is, I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love it.
Do some people think, or at least I catch that it feels therapeutic for them.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Like, that's your time. You can just run and just have your own thoughts.
And I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, when I want my time, I want an Xbox controller, or I want a this, or I want a that. No. I'm telling you, running is one of those things that chemically, things happen in your body. This could be said about exercise. Like, you just feel better after you do it. So I think it's really worthwhile. But so many times I've thought to myself, when you go running, it's like, it's bad for your knees. It's bad for your knees. Now, let's be clear about something. don't get your medical advice from us.
talking about?
Dr. Obi, Dr. Nikki? I would not rearrange your life in any way, shape, or form based on something you hear from us on this show. However, you might hear us say something that sparks a question which may lead to you doing research, which after careful consideration leads to a change of some kind.
And that's your own decision.
You heard that was a long chain of events, right? Okay, good. Because I'm looking at a study here from Brigham Young University. Now, the study's complicated. It involved a group of runners in which they had some of them sit down and they had some of them running.
Yeah.
And they were testing chemicals in their blood and chemicals in their knees to see, like, okay, if you go running, this is a chemical that causes inflation.
Inflammation.
Oh,
that
my
one.
God.
It was close.
This is why you're supposed to do your own research.
Going back to the "we're not doctors" comments.
This causes inflammation. Inflammation is actually what leads to the issues.
Sure.
Long-term inflammation, and so they found in reality that the runners, even after running, had less inflammation in their knees than the people that were sitting.
Then why do you think so many people who run say that they have knee problems?
Well, again, grain of salt here, but they say a lot of the knee problem stuff is anecdotal.
Mm.
Like people just
like
say they have knees and they think running has done it. It may not be that. Now, this study, they've come out and said, well, it looks like running may not be bad for your knees like we think it is. So what they are saying, though, is like, okay, we need to start testing different age groups because these were people under the age of 25. We need to start testing different, like, distances.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, at about 3 miles, and this is me speculating, so you might be okay at 3 miles, but maybe you're not okay at 10 miles.
Sure.
Or different things like that.
I guess I assumed none of us were racking the miles enough to really do some damage to our knees.
I have no idea. They say that weight is also a factor, of course, because
Your body would hurt it more.
Your body has to react to the weight that's being put on it. So
Let's run in water then. In the pool, which we should get.
A lot of times I already feel like I'm running through water.
Oh, so you don't want it to be really like that?
I don't know if I want that to actually happen.
Well, I think it'd be nice, and it's gentler on your body.
No, I've seen people at the pool.
You can swim, run laps sort of things.
Yeah, they do that. And especially for people with arthritis, they say that's very effective. So running may not be as bad for you as you think. I'm not saying you're going to like it. I mean, let's be honest, some of you are, I only run when chased. That's so funny. I love that joke every time I hear it.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Whatever comes after is going to seem better because at least you're not naked and freezing.